This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 6:35 p.m. in the evening. Hope you're driving home safely. It's Calvin and Ezra on the Evening Edition. Let's take a look at our next story. It's about budgeting. Now, the EPF, they've just launched Belanja Wanku. It's an expenditure guide to help those in the Klang Valley plan their personal and family budgeting to essentially achieve a reasonable standard of living. Now, they define that as having enough money to meet basic needs, being involved in social and community activities, and being able to live a purposeful and meaningful life.
So that's broken down to different amounts based on the group you're under. Mm-hmm. So if you're single and a car owner, you need about 2,500 ringgit a month to have that reasonable standard of living. Mm-hmm. If you're married without children, you need about 4,500 ringgit. If you have one child, that goes up to a little over 5,700 ringgit. For elderly couples, EPF estimates that you need about 3,100 ringgit a month.
Right. In all instances, unless you use public transport, that is, people will spend the most on their car. That's at about 770 ringgit for single folks and 1,000 ringgit 20 for couples. And that's even more than how much someone would spend on, say, food, for example.
So in line with this, the government said they are considering introducing a cost of living index to act as a reference for employers when reviewing the salaries of employees. Finance Minister Lim Guan Eng said that using the consumer price index is not enough.
Well, you know, we'd love to hear from you as to what you think about how much money you feel you need for a comfortable life in the Klang Valley. Once again, the number is 7733 2900. Tweet us at BFM Radio or WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899. Also, questions to think about when you're calling in. You know, what do you spend most of that money on? Of course, the EPF has a guide on, you know, taking a look at all of those different areas: food, housing, healthcare, transport, utilities, personal care. What do you spend the most on? 7733 2900. Now, for the perspective of an economist, we have on the line Dr. Saidatul Akmal Muhammad. He's the Associate Professor in Economics at USM. Thank you very much for joining us on the program. We took a look at the Belanja Wanku guide that's available online, and essentially it lists down the estimated expenditure for a variety of categories, as we just heard, from a single person who uses public transport to those who own cars to families with or without children. Doctor, what are your thoughts on Belanja Wanku, and why is this considered a step up from the consumer price index, for example?
Hi, good evening. Belanja Wanku index, to me, serves as an estimation or guidelines for income and expenditure, something that we have not done before and something that Malaysia has not had. So kudos to EPF and University of Malaya for this effort. But at least now, individuals would have some idea on what the cost of living are that suit the needs of individuals' lifestyle. So indeed, this is a step up from the CPI, as CPI provides, I think everybody knows that CPI is the weighted average of prices for goods and services measured as a basket. So it may not provide a holistic view of cost of living. I think for laymen, it is rather difficult for them to comprehend when economists mention, for example, that CPI for this year remains at 3% level. So what does this 3% means, or how does this 3% affect individuals' income and expenditure? But when a layman is told that you need this much of money for this type of lifestyle, or you need to have at least this much of money for housing to maintain a decent life, it is easier to understand and budget one's expenditure. So Belanja Wanku index would be the first approach to measuring and ensuring a decent living for individuals.
Yeah, those you know, you're right in that, you know, those specific figures are much more helpful than, I guess, percentages for the guy on the street.
So according to its research, which included surveys and focus group discussions, Belanja Wanku's estimated expenditure is lower than the median income of many individuals and families in the Klang Valley, which suggests that many people can afford to have a good quality of life and save at the same time. But given that we hear so much about people finding that they don't have enough to spend, let alone save, what are the gaps that we need to address?
Yeah, so you see, if you look at the estimated expenditure done by under this Belanjawan Index, for example, you can see that estimated expenditure for housing for a single person is RM300. So this assumes that the person rents a room and not a house. So this could be short-sighted for that person, you know. But again, this Belanjawan Index is a reference index. I believe it only provides reference to a minimum expenditure. To mention, this could be the minimum needed to match a particular lifestyle. If and only if situation permits, and if and only if one is thrifty enough in their expenditure. So it's a minimum expenditure that you would need, but it does not necessarily match what is actually needed in the daily living. So some of expenses, if you actually look throughout the Belanjawanku Index, the Belanjawan Index, some expenses are not counted in. For example, even if you are a single person, you still need to provide for your family members.
Yeah.
You still need to take care of your parents back home. Or some have to still take care of their siblings who are still in schools. So these are not included. And if you look at expenses for car, for transportation, for example, it is estimated that you only require 770 for transport if you are a single person.
Mm-hmm.
But if you minus the expenditure for petrol, for let's say 300, leaves you 400. What about servicing?
Yeah.
Right. What if you get into an accident or just a small bump, you know, all sorts of maintenance issues perhaps?
Yeah, that's the thing. So these are just the minimum expenditure and it will never match the median income. So if you just look at it as at the face value, you would say that, well, you know, by right, the individuals or the people in Klang Valley should be able to save because, you know, the estimated expenditure is basically lesser than what you actually receive per month. So what we need to actually carefully address is what is the realistic expenditure, not so much of a reference or a minimum expenditure.
Dr. Saratul Akmal, another thing I wanted to look at the survey was that it found that the estimated expenditure of 3,090 ringgit for senior couples is higher than the EPF's assumption of 1,000 ringgit per person, you know, which adds up to 2,000 ringgit for a senior couple. How can this be addressed?
You have to understand how these things are calculated. There's nothing wrong with how both measures are calculated. If you look at EPF measurement, it is based on the accumulated savings of individuals that they put into the EPF or into the fund during their working years. So how they work it out is that they will take the average accumulated savings at the age of 55 or at the age of 60, and then they divide by the expected number of years, and that's how they get the 1,000. So that is based on income. The 3,090 ringgit estimated for senior couples is for expenditure. So it will never match because one is looking at how much you save and one is actually talking about how much you actually need. And in fact, it is a known fact that the accumulated savings in EPF is never enough to provide to finance the retirement expenses. So we need to make sure that, you know, we follow whatever guidelines provided by the World Bank, making sure that all the pillars fulfilled, not only about the state pension or not only about the employment pension or employment savings, but it's also about lifestyle. And this is how it matches with this Belanjawan Index, because 3090 is also about lifestyle. How do you want your life to be? How would you want to save to make sure that you would have a decent life during retirement?
Mm-hmm.
So both are actually the correct measures.
Right.
One is looking at expenditure and the other one is looking at income.
This is excellent. I mean, I need all of these specific directions. That is almost a dummy's guide to understanding this. Kevin, you have another question.
Yeah, okay. So minimum wage at the moment is set at 1,100 ringgit, but the guide suggests as a single person with a car, you need about 2,500 ringgit to live in KL, but if you use public transport, it's about 1,900 ringgit. I'm guessing here it just seems a bit jarring that at the moment the government is suggesting that that remains the rate, right? It just seems like it's not enough.
Well, when you talk about minimum income, that would be the basic. When you talk about expenditure, it's also what is needed to live a comfortable life or a decent living. So I think when you are confronted with this situation, you have to ask yourself, what is it that you need and what is it that you require? I mean, I think some people would just go against me and would say that it's easier said than done. I mean, to me, if you know that this is the income that you have and your expenditure would not match whatever income that you receive, then you have to make sure you find the possible means and possible avenues to make sure that you double up the money that you receive. People would say that, you know, it would be the government's responsibility making sure that people would have a minimum guaranteed of income. But minimum guaranteed of income, you have to remember, is just to make sure that individuals are out of poverty, and that's it. It's not guaranteeing that you have a decent life to pay for your utilities, to pay for your cars and all that. Making sure that at least you are out of poverty, whatever balance you need to top up by finding means and ways to find additional money. It's not easy, especially, you know, now. And people would say, what rubbish is she saying? But this is the true thing. If you keep on relying on the government for all sorts of assistance, it will never be enough.
Yeah.
You know, look at what happened last time when BRIM was introduced. It started with 500 ringgit. And then it increased.
That's right.
Yeah, it will continue to increase. And what level of assistance are you requiring from the government to making sure that you would be able to get that minimum amount of money to support your living? So you have to ask yourself, what is needed? You know, I think this is a good reference to say that if you really want to have a decent life, these are the things that you need to constrain yourself to. I know it's not easy, right?
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely. And doctor, just final question from me. I guess this is a broader question about making sense of this. How central is the question of financial literacy to the issue of managing everyone's cost of living and, you know, other aspects like salary levels or other price of goods? Should that be given equal weight into this conversation?
Yes, definitely. I would say that financial literacy is particularly important. I mean, my area is social protection. I always refer back to the World Bank five pillars or the four pillars of retirement. And the fifth pillar is always about lifestyle and how you actually manage your money well to make sure that you have a decent life at retirement. The same concept is applicable to daily living. And I think once you have good understanding how to manage your income, manage your finances, then, you know, things would go on the right direction. I think this is what I always emphasize in my public sector class, you know, when we learn about individuals' behavior. I told my students, you have two choices. You either choose to become a net saver or you choose to become a net borrower. And I think now people prefer to be a net borrower compared to net saver. And in fact, I myself receive phone calls from banks almost every week asking me whether I want to make loans to pay off all sorts of things,
right,
or even to do something. They will ask you, what do you need? You know, people are tempted to be involved in all these things. So
yeah,
they spend what they don't have. So once you get into financial literacy, understanding the importance of managing your money well, importance of putting aside certain amount of money, let it be 50 ringgit, let it be 20 ringgit per month, you know, depending on what you have and how much you can acquire. And that would be even more important rather than saying, well, I pay taxes, government should help me,
right,
government should do it. I mean, you know, we are moving towards a developed nation. We want to have a first-class mentality. So we need to start with ourselves, trying to see what we can do to improve ourselves better, not so much on depending what others can do to help ourselves better.
Well, thank you very much for sharing your thoughts with us, Doctor, and for joining us on the Evening Edition.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Bye-bye.
That was Dr. Saidatul Akmal Muhammad, Associate Professor and Economist at USM. You know, she was very kind. I think she was speaking almost to me in trying to sort of break the Belanjawan Ku guide. I found that terribly helpful. And, you know, it comes down to, you know, understanding about what is actually required on our part, but also then taking a look at where government can assist. We'd love to hear from our listeners, 7733-2900. Of course, keep those WhatsApp messages coming in. 018-789-8899. Tweet us at BFM Radio. Kelvin will be taking a look at those comments right after these messages. Don't go anywhere. It's the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Best flipping moments. BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 8 minutes to 7, 6:52 p.m.
Calvin, quick math.
thank you very much. Calvin Ezra here on the evening edition. Of course, earlier we spoke to Dr. Saidatul Akmal from USM. She's an economist. She was breaking things down for us in regards to the news about how the EPF, they've just launched Belanjawan Ku, essentially an expenditure guide to help those in the Klang Valley plan their personal and family budgeting to achieve a reasonable standard of living. And of course, we went through all of these different numbers and different categories. We wanted to hear from our listeners as well about what they thought about the Belanjawan Ku guide and their estimated expenditure. Of course, 7733-2900 is the number to call. You can WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899 and tweet us at BFM Radio.
So we have a message here from April that says that married without a child, I spend most on housing loans, two houses, followed by higher purchase loan, one car, including other fixed monthly expenses. Such as insurance, it adds up to about 4K per month. And another message here that comes from Vince, who says that what is needed is more understanding that the system is the problem, not living within one's means. And that draws in earlier to the professor's comments about how much expectations and how much help should we realistically expect from the government?
Well, thank you very much for that message, Vince. Keep those comments coming in, 018-789-8899 for WhatsApp. Tweet us at BFM Radio. We've got Lyneth on the line. Hi, Lyneth.
Hi.
Tell us what you think about this estimated expenditure guide from the EPF.
I think it's perfect.
Terrific. That's good feedback. Why so?
Well, I come from the Financial Planning Association of Malaysia, and I think this is a very good talking point to start the public about their personal finances. I attended the launch this afternoon, and there was a licensed financial planner by the name of Joyce Chua. She said that a lot of people, when you ask them about their personal finances, they're all stumped. And they don't know where to start. So yeah. I believe that this one sets a guide as a talking point, because if and I have the experience as well. What happens is they scramble to think what should they do between needs and wants. And what doctor just said just now was absolutely correct. What is shown there is what you actually need. Whatever else that you think that you cannot survive on, perhaps you should relook. Chances are those are things that you can do without.
Lyneth, I just wanted to find out from you, you know, when it comes to, you know, having an idea about what your expenditure should be, where do you think people sort of fall short in making that calculation? Or where do people fall short in terms of expressing their actual habits and behaviors when it comes to expenses?
Unbudgeted spending.
Does that happen often, I guess?
I think it's almost everybody. Even I, it happens to me from time to time.
and of course, you know, given this particular guide that we've just been speaking about, you know, is there a bit of advice that you would give as a financial planner yourself? Is there a bit of advice that you'd give to supplement some of the findings in the survey?
Well, first and foremost, I think they should look at it as a guide to guide them. And if they want more information, they can actually go to smartfinance.my. There are lots of videos for which people at PPA, companies at PPA, and as well as AKPK has contributed the content. They can learn more things, and there are calculators for them to use. So I think Malaysians should take more charge of their own personal finances. I do agree. There's that much a government can give you, and what they give is really not enough for you to survive the whole year. You need to empower yourself.
Well, Lyneth, thank you very much for calling in. I very much appreciated you know, that feedback. Of course, you know, she attended the launch this morning and was fully immersed in the contents of it. We're going to move on to our next caller. John is on the line. Unfortunately, John is not on the line. Do try call us back. You know, and of course, you know, we're talking about personal finances. You know, I'd really encourage listeners, after they've, you know, safely arrived at their homes, head over to facebook.com/BFM Radio. Of course, one of our video producers, Jasmine Sia, produced an entire series about financial literacy and financial planning for young adults. You know, of course, it's a series called Roommate, and there's about six videos or so that takes a look at how how young adults can make that transition, you know, into their first job and to make sense of all of the estimated guides, as we've just heard, and the expenditures that they might or might not make as they get assimilated to those aspects.
We have a message here from Andrew who says that I think we need at least 5K per person living in the Klang Valley. Let's benchmark that against Singapore. A curry mee costs about 3 to 4 Sing dollars. Well, in the KLCC food court, curry mee costs you about 10 to 12 ringgit. Mm. Come on, we are earning ringgit and spending Sing dollars. I don't agree with budgeting spending because you can't restrict what people need. It's stupid. The government should think of ways on how to boost the country's economy so that everyone benefits, not by asking us to control spending.
Well, Andrew, thank you very much for those messages. Keep those messages coming in. Once again, you can WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899. Tweet us at BFM Radio. I think we have time for one more message, Calvin.
Actually, we have several messages for our past story about Semenye mm-hmm. and how BN won that one. So Sivadas says, there has to be a united political will in Pakatan to push reforms. Pakatan is responsible to table them and not give any excuses that they do not have a two-thirds majority in parliament. The main problem in our political system is all power is concentrated with the prime minister. This is the main reason why 1MDB happened and all of the other scandals. We will be foolish to expect a national debt and that can be resolved within the next 2 years. It may take 20 years, but only with reforms can we start to resolve this problem. Pakatan is still providing the rakyat lip service only. No real change is taking place.
All right, 6:58 p.m. After the 7 o'clock news, we'll be talking about teachers and the education system. Keep those comments coming in. Of course, on Twitter, that's at BFM Radio. And you can WhatsApp us 018-789-8899. We'll be right back on the evening editions. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.